Hello.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this. Hi. I'm Erin. You're listening to Aftertaste on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Honestly, it's like kind of weird. I'm low-key disassociating with the fact that I'm back in Medford, Massachusetts, but what can you do? What can one do? Not much. But yeah, I've been up since 5 in the morning. sorry. I have the sniffles. It's allergy season. Literally, right before we left for spring break, it was disgusting, gross, like, giving winter blizzard. And now it's all of a sudden, well, of course it is, but, you know, just like the spring shock, I'm not really used to it, you know. Yeah, but yeah, back to the original story. I've been up since 5 in the morning. I had a train from New York to Boston, so I'm a little out of it. yeah, so you can tell I was very surprised to come back to school. Well, not very surprised. I mean, like, come on. But I go into Duwick. It's closed, bro. I was like, oh my god, because I have not eaten all day. I was like famishing. Okay. I was really going through it. Okay. But, sorry. That's really, like, dramatic. But I was low-key hungry. So then I had to spend, like, millions of dollars on Uber Eats. But what can you do? So now I am well-fed. I just ate, sugar and spice. Mmm. So good. No complaints. Zero complaints. It was really good. I had green curry. And a jasmine tea. So now I'm just energized, ready for the day. So yeah. Obviously there's not another lovely voice in the studio today. Amalia is up in the clouds, up in the air. So this marks show 3, or like the third show I've done without them, and I'm like deteriorating. I miss them so much. So maybe I'll see them soon. Hello. If you're listening, Amalia, I better have seen you by the time that you're listening to this. Anyways. Okay, so what I plan to do for this show today is, as the people know, if you have listened, I've been trying to stick to themes. So, yeah. I guess today's more like a story. I really have wanted to do something like this, like a little story moment. So, that's what we're doing. I'm just debriefing my spring break and what I did and the music I listened to, and yeah, it'll be a good time. I think I have a couple good stories in mind. So yeah, I guess we'll start with part one or chapter one. So yeah, my spring break begun on Saturday morning, I think at like 6 a.m. Yep. What's with all the early starts? Actually, yeah, this spring break, I had a lot of early starts. I would wake up so early and then go to bed so early. But I honestly really liked it. So I guess we're going to continue that habit as we go into this last part of the semester. Only good vibes, please. Anyways, yeah, so start on Saturday. And my friend Sophia and I had to get up because we were taking the same plane to her hometown in North Carolina. Woo! Yep, good vibes. North Carolina. but yeah, we decided to go there because Sophia's been to my house, been to my friend Lyle's house, but we've never been to her house. And we were like, it's time to see where our, not rural, our suburban Sophia comes from. So we were like, let's do it. So yeah, we took a plane, and these next two songs are two that I listened to on the way there. And I don't know, it just felt so right. And I've been listening to it all March. So, and a fun fact, I added these after I listened to them on the Hodge line. Ugh, rest in peace, Hodge. We'll get to that later, but rest in peace. Yeah, and this played on the Hodge radio, and I was like, since when did they play bangers in Hodge? So yeah, here we go. It is Love Song by The Cure. And honestly, just listen to it. So good. Imagine you're on a plane and you're listening to this, like, Come on. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
And that was I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles. Yep. Hodge really put me on. Well, actually, yeah, I'll credit Hodge for this one because these two together have been... Wait, what am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, yes, I've been listening to these two songs, like, right after one another lately. I don't know, it just kind of... It kind of just fits. But yeah, I was listening to those two on the plane, having the time of my life, and then bam, we're in North Carolina, and I'm like, oh my gosh. We're driving to Sophia's house, and... I mean, when I left school, I mean, it's still like it now, but all the trees were bare, like, not a single flower in sight. But down there, everything was, like, springing, and all like, the chair, not, I don't know if there were, anyways, all these, like, trees were blossoming, and I was like, this is beautiful. I don't know, I was just like, I had forgotten what it's like to see live... live plants and trees, and it was just so beautiful. And I was like, this is so spring vibes, and this is so North Carolina vibes. And yeah, so I guess these are two songs that I didn't necessarily, like, I guess, listen to while we were there, per se, but it kind of, I guess, sort of... These two songs sort of stand for, like, oh, I'm still in, like, the winter moment, but it's so spring-like. Even though, I don't know why I chose this next one. This next one is Scaredy's World by Lil Melda and Maurice. I don't know why I thought that this would represent that feeling, but maybe you could tell me if it fits, if y'all haven't listened to it yet. But yeah. Let's listen to Scaredy's World. Ha ha ha.
Welcome to the world, you say, you see a baby in your arms and wonder what the end of the world and worlds and worlds and worlds of arms are on. Out of the way when you say,
Hi. So, yeah, that was Heart of Gold by Field Mouse. Yeah, so I think that was a little bit more of like, it's spring, like, let's go sort of vibe. So, hope you guys like that. Love the guitar on that one. So, yeah, this next section. I think on Sunday, me and my friends went on a little road trip to Asheville, which is about 4 hours out from where we were. And I don't know, it was just like really beautiful because we were like driving towards the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I don't know why we didn't play the song. I think we talked about playing it, but someone cued it and then it just never got down to there. This next song, I wish we listened to because it's literally called The Blue Ridge Mountains by the Fleet Foxes. And I've been falling asleep to this song for God knows how long, but it's on my like little like sleeping playlist and it's just so beautiful. The vocals on it are just, they really suck you in. So yeah, let me play it. Blue Ridge Mountains, Fleet Foxes.
you don't mind. No.
That was Orange Blood by Mount Joy. This song played while we were, I think, going through the Blue Ridge Parkway, if I'm not mistaken. But we were going to see a bunch of waterfalls. Kind of forgot what they were called, if I'm being honest. I think one was like Slide Rock or Rock Slide or something. But the one that I liked was, it was Triple Falls. And I'm not 100% sure if this is true because I personally have never watched them. But apparently, the Hunger Games movies were all filmed. Were all filmed? Or major parts of it were filmed around the North Carolina, like, Blue Ridge area. So that was cool. And it was just so beautiful. I very much suggest taking a visit down there. Yeah, we walked around, did some light hiking. I'll be honest. Wasn't even a hike. It was more like a walk. But it was really, really fun. And yeah, so this next section, I would say, it's descriptive of my impressions of Asheville. I went to Asheville, I think, when I was 14, because I was doing, like, some sort of thing with my course back then, and we had visited, but it was, like, barely a visit, because I was basically just singing all day indoors, didn't really get to explore. But this time around, it was cool just seeing all the little shops, all the restaurants, and just all the people. And I don't know, it's a really cute little town. And I don't know, we looked at some jewelry shops, looked at a lot of art as well. And I don't know, it was really fun, really, really cute. And I would say this next song sort of describes that, like, quirky, like, little energy that you get from Asheville. And that's A New Kind of Love. It's the demo, Frou Frou, Imogen Heap. So yeah, let me play it for you. Hope you guys like it.
A new kind of love, genetically yours.
And that was Only Over You by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, definitely giving spring, giving Asheville, and Clean Slate. I like that song. It's very, very good. So yeah, I think that kind of wraps up the whole North Carolina section of the spring break theme. But yeah, it was really, really fun. I got to meet Sophia's pets. She has a dog and a cat, and they're so cute. I was melting. It was really needed after the, like, crazy week I had before spring break. And yeah, shout out her. Hope she's listening, because she really put me on. Her music taste is, like, so, like, folksy, so, like, country, so classic rock. She put me on to Orange Blood by Mount Joy. Very, very good song. So, thank you, Sophia. Love you. So, yeah. So, after North Carolina, I went back home, I think, like, Wednesday. And although I had a really good time, I was so out of it. I was so tired. 'Cause I don't know, I just tend to get, like, very fizzled out after doing activity after activity after activity. So I went back home, took the plane over, and I don't know, I think being away from home, which is New York for me, is honestly like a good thing. I'm kind of glad that I'm not always there all the time. But when I did go back, I was like balling in the inside. I was like, this is crazy. I hadn't been there since January. I'm so dramatic. But I hadn't been there in a while, so I was just sort of like, tears were coming out of my eyes, like, you know. So I had to listen to this one song that reminds me of home. And it's Minetta Creek by Blood Orange. It opens with all like these city sounds, and I was like listening to it on the plane over, and I was like, I'm ready to be back. So yeah, here's Minetta Creek by Blood Orange.
Choose to get off, waste your time.
And that was You're Not the Only One I Know by The Sundays. Literally such a surprise that I have not played I Feel again on air, because I think I've played that like 80 times, and I don't know why I keep doing that, but I thought it was time for some change, even though I feel like they both give off the same sort of vibe. But yeah, so in New York, I spent a lot of time with my family. I just needed to rest. That's really all I did. I got a new sweater, so that was fun. It was what I needed. I like stayed at home and just cooked. And yesterday, I celebrated my mom's birthday, which was really fun, and it was really good vibes. My stepdad and my stepsister and I went to go get her a plant at like the store, but spoiler alert, she hated it. but I don't think she wanted to admit it, but I don't think she was really vibing with it. But you know what? We got her a plant, and that's all that matters. But overall, very, very good spring break. And I am excited to wrap up the year and end it on a good note. But yeah, so before I go, have a little PSA for you. To continue the art theme we've got going on. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Nice. So yeah. Thanks for being here, guys. Truly, truly appreciate it. It has been quite the eventful day, here in Studio A. Wait, has it? I don't really know. I'm just saying things. yeah, I hope everyone has a lovely day. It's beautiful out, so if you haven't, definitely go take a walk and wear sunscreen. Second PSA, wear sunscreen, please. I am begging you, okay? Anyway, so this last song, it's a bit of a long one, but it really encompasses, I guess, the sort of energy that I currently have. And it's New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down by LCD Sound System. It literally says how I'm feeling. Love home, but she was low-key bringing me down, okay? I need to get out of there on the low. but, yeah, very good song. Kind of sad, so I'm sorry to end on a sad note. But know that this song is being played in that I'm ready to be away for a little bit, wrap up the year, and then come back and just have a good old New York time. So yeah, thanks for listening. This is Aftertaste, and I'm Erin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Bye.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. records all show you were filthy but fun. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect, in the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.